The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
We've been discussing the effect of the Shahada of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha and her choice to be a Shahida. The last point regarding the Shahada of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha and the effects of that Shahada that we want to discuss has to do with the effect of the Shahada of Fatima al-Zahra on not the enemies and not the believers who were following her already, but on the mustadhafin, on those who have not heard of Islam, on those who have not heard of the Ahlul Bayt, those who have been given misinformation regarding the Ahlul Bayt, those who've been given misinformation in regards to Islam, in regards to the Prophet, in regards to the Quran, in regards to the teachings of the Quran, in regards to the various rulings of Islam. There are many people throughout the globe, today and before this, who either because of, apparently from a human perspective, because of the tyranny of the tyrants, the word of the Ahlul Bayt, the word of true Islam, the real word of the Prophet, the real tafsir of the Quran itself didn't arrive in their localities. They didn't hear about it. Or if they heard it, which at that time, in Europe, they heard about Islam. During the lifetime of the Prophet, some people at least heard about Islam. Eventually, everyone pretty much came to know of Islam, and they heard of Islam. But what did they hear of Islam? Complete misrepresentations of the Prophet of Islam. Similar in many ways to the current times where those who hear of Islam in the world outside of Muslim families and outside of Muslim lands, what people hear of Islam and what they think is right about Islam is a lot of nonsense, a lot of misrepresentations. And because of that, they have not accepted. Because what they think Islam is, they shouldn't accept. Because that which is called Islam in the way Islam is presented to them is actually injustice, is actually wrong. So that wrong thing that is called Islam that they receive, they're obviously supposed to reject that. So the correct way to put this is that they really haven't heard of Islam as it is. They've heard of something else that's called Islam. They call it, they misrepresent it, and they call it Islam, so that people think real Islam is that. These people. Did the Shahada of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, have an impact on the mustadhafin or not? Does it have an impact on the mustadhafin or not? Well, obviously, if we're discussing it, then you probably think we're going to say yes, and yes, that is the answer. It has and will continue to have effects and an impact on the mustadhafin, those who have been given false and misinformation regarding Islam. Before I talk about the effect of it, let me explain this idea. The majority of the people during the life of the Imams, during the life of Fatima al-Zahra in that short period after the demise of the Prophet, during the life of the Prophet even outside of those who had accepted Islam, or during the time when the Prophet was preaching and their tribes hadn't accepted, the majority of people are mustadhafin. People at the time of the Prophet heard what the Prophet had to say. Did they hear it from him directly? A lot of those Arab tribes, no, they didn't. What did they hear? They heard what Abu Sufyan said about what the Prophet is saying. They heard what Abu Jahl said about what the Prophet is saying. They heard what Abu Lahab, their leaders. Their leaders found the words of the Prophet to be effective, attractive. And so they misrepresented it. They said it's magic. They said he's a lunatic. They twisted his words. They did all kinds of stuff to get people not to want to even hear what the Prophet has to say. That person who rejects the Prophet doesn't really know him, doesn't really know what his teaching is. They just hear a misrepresentation. The majority of the people were mustadhafin. And so as soon as the barrier of the kuffar, those who really were against the Prophet, those who were spreading these lies against the Prophet, as soon as they were out of the way, in what way? After the conquest of Mecca, they didn't have authority anymore. The conquest of Mecca happened in this way. The Prophet took his army and they secretly planned, and these are all ways that he did it with no bloodshed. One of the tactics was to have a very secret plan. So nobody knows when this army is going to move. The Kuffar had a gut feeling and they tried to get clarification that the Prophet is planning to conquer Mecca. He's planning an attack, so they were afraid. They're trying to figure out when and so on. The Holy Prophet planned it very carefully. They made their way, that huge army made its way from Medina all the way to Mecca without the Meccans knowing. Next thing they know, Abu Sufyan wakes up. They hear that the Prophet's army is right outside of town. There's nothing to do. You can't run. You're either going to fight or you're going to have to surrender. Those are the two options you have. And obviously, Abu Sufyan is not ready to die. He's the leader of this kufr. That's why the kufr at the time of the occultation, the rise of the kufr is the term used in our ahadith is Sufyani, because he was the head, Abu Sufyan was the head of kufr at the time against the Prophet. The head of kufr at the time of the occultation is called Sufyani, attributing or drawing a parallel and a comparison between this movement and what Abu Sufyan was doing against Islam. Anyhow, they were the obstacles, the way the Prophet planned it. They came, they surrendered to the Prophet. And they said, we're Muslim. After that, they couldn't. They hated the Prophet still. The Holy Prophet, though, didn't kill them. That wasn't part of the deal. That's not what God wanted. If they surrender, okay. There's no war. You know. But once they surrendered, that's the effect. They were leading this misrepresentation. And they had authority in the land. And their voices were heard. Now that they accepted, now that they couldn't speak ill, now that they joined the ranks of the musallin, those who are praying, now they joined the congregations of prayer, be it that they don't believe in it at heart, but once they do this, then there is that negative voice that was constantly being heard and was able to get their message across to these masses is not heard. What happens? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. These masses that were mustadhafin, that barrier that kept them from hearing of Islam, allowing themselves to hear what the Prophet says, those barriers were removed. Now they see it, they accept it. They accept it. So the majority, even at that time, were mustadhafin. People who aren't really thinking for themselves. They're following their leaders.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء.
لك يا مولاتي نشأت كلماتي وشفيعتنا
فاطم الزهراء يا وسيلتنا وشفيعتنا فاطم الزهراء
فاطم الزهراء